Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning. Thursday, April the 27th, 2023. Last Thursday in the month of April. How about that? 14 minutes past the hour. We're up to 40 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. How about those apples? Now, I got a message there during the break that somebody did go to the Marion Star, and they did look at the video, and they don't feel there's any contact on the video. Now, if anybody else has seen the video, or the person who sent me that message would like to call in and explain what they saw as opposed to what Sue said on the air, feel free to do that. That might help the listening audience, because it's hard for me to explain exactly what... Well, I just don't like to give my opinion. I think that's well known on the air. So hearing people's opinion might be a nice thing for other people. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Do you have any thoughts on this video? But I do know our one listener there went and checked it out during the break. Watch the video. What did they see? Did they see even any apparent grabbing for? I think that was the comment that Sue made, was that she grabbed, or Bill grabbed for her. I think that was the place where we were. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, that was me. I posted to you that I watched the video.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw no evidence of any pushback or anything. I mean, he didn't try to grab her arm. As he was walking out, I mean, he was in the front of the building, she was in the back, and as he was walking by, as soon as he approached, she stood up, and then he just stopped there and put his hand on the back of the bench in front of her and was talking to her. But there was no attempt to grab her.
Now, that being said, the fact that she clearly made the statement that he grabbed for her and she took some steps back so he couldn't, now that you've seen the video, what do you make of that?
She made a mountain out of a molehill, in my estimation.
Well, you know, I don't want to say that anybody made anything up, but I'm confused. Used, I guess, for after seeing this video now and other people seeing this video, I'm not sure where even the confusion could be that he would make a grab for her. I don't know what, I don't get it, I guess.
No, but he probably would have just been better off if he had just walked on by and hadn't even said anything. But I could understand, you know, wanting to say something, I guess, but. In that circumstance, since he seems to be dealing with someone that, you know, well, I don't want to say, but in that instance, it's just best to stay away from people like that.
Well, here's what I'll say. You know, Sue, I do know, listens. I guess Sue listens from time to time, and I appreciate that. And Sue, if you're out there listening, I don't want to put any words in your mouth. If you have anything to say, feel free to call in 740-751-4038. Because maybe you have a different take on this video now that it's out. And I certainly don't want to stump what she would have to say. But I guess, I don't know. I'm confused about the whole thing. It's clear Sue did not know that there were cameras because she told me there weren't cameras and there were cameras. So
right. If she'd have been 3 feet back farther, it wouldn't have been on camera.
Well, I...
That's neither here nor there, but the video speaks for itself.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
Unless it's Photoshopped.
Well, let me ask you. I do want to ask you this, though. Do you think it says anything about Bill Collins? Because he admits that he stopped to talk to her about this Mr. Creepy thing. Does it say anything to you about Bill Collins that bothered him enough to stop and talk to her?
If I were him, I wouldn't have. I would just let it go.
I mean,
hoping he doesn't have that much of an ego that he has to try to bully somebody.
Well, it's
hoping that's not the case.
It's interesting to me with what now, 5 days to go, 4 days to go till the primary, that that would bother him, because politics, people say awful stuff all the time, and I don't know that a lot of people go up and approach the other people. I don't know.
He does. I hope he doesn't have that much of an ego, because, well, I don't like people with big egos like that.
Do you think it'll impact the vote come next Tuesday?
It might, since I won't be able to vote in it, since it's a Republican primary. If I were Republican, it probably would change my voters.
Since obviously you're not going to be able to vote, who would you vote for with all knowing what we know now with this past week? Would you be a Sue person or a Bill Collins person, just based on this story?
Well, I hate to say it, but I would have to go with him. Before this incident, though, I was on her side, but the video speaks for itself.
I can understand. I can certainly understand. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open, and I know Sue does listen from time to time, and this is not a condemnation of Sue. I just can only say that the video is there on the Marion Star website. And, you know, people can look at it, and that's what people are saying about it. So feel free, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Brittany. Adam, no relation to Aunt Eve. So you were looking for stuff to do, like during the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Have you been to the flea market at the west side of Columbus? It used to be a bowling alley. They've got a really good variety of stuff there Friday through Sunday.
Where is it?
It's near the casino, used to be the bowling alley on the north side of West Broad, just east of 270, kind of between the casino, kind of just north of the casino, basically. You been there?
No, I don't, it's possible, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, they got vendors outside. It's a variety of stuff. It's got a snack bar. It's also near multiple, let's say, Asian buffets that I favor, so... I love any excuse to go out to that area. I mean, the restaurant selection there is outstanding.
So what kind of stuff do they have?
I mean, everything from coins and other collectibles, electronics, car accessories, the things you would see at a flea market. I mean, it's multiple vendor booths. And it's always busy. Sometimes you have to park kind of toward the front. And there's vendors outside. I mean, clothing. I've gotten footwear there. Electronics. Housewares. Even health and beauty supplies. I probably wouldn't get those at a flea market. I'd probably just go up the road to Menards or Walmart. It's enormous. And again, it used to be a bowling alley. And it was a pretty big bowling alley. It's kind of, there's a sheet that's nearby. I mean, all the places I like to go. Kind of in that area, and again, there's three outstanding Asian buffets in the area, so you can kind of make a day of going there.
Well, I might have to put that on the list. Like I say, right now the Tiffin Flea Market is on my list just because of the 2-year planning of trying to go there. So hopefully that, you know, I think that'll come off this weekend and should come off without.
If you ever want to go there, you know, feel free to ring me up and maybe I can join you.
Yeah, at the
good photos and gossip about mayoral candidates and who knows whatever else.
Well, you know, I'll see what's going on this weekend.
And you would go during the weekend. If you go Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, you don't mind a short trip to West Jefferson. Flyers Pizza has a wonderful buffet. It's pizza and pasta and dessert. It's just awesome, and it's cheap. But it's just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Well, like I say, at this point, I'm really not sure who I'm going with. But as soon as I know anything, I'll let you know.
Okay, well, you know the number. Also, is Springfield too far? You may know. You probably know about the big antique mall in Findlay. That's not too far from where you hang your hat. But there's two big ones in Springfield. That's not too bad of a drive. You can kind of go diagonally. So every possible kind of antique you could ask for. You could spend a whole day and not see every booth. And I think the one in Findlay, which I haven't been to, is, from my understanding, I think it's even the same ownership, but it's similar to that for some reason. You know, and Springfield also has I think it's called the Yoki Buffet, a really good Asian buffet. It's not really in that same area, but it's worth the drive. It's really good. So if you're if you're hungry and have a craving for great food, don't mind it's somewhat exotic, then that definitely would be on your bucket list.
Well, sounds good.
Places in Springfield are well known. I assume you've been to the Antique Mall in Findlay. That's pretty close to Marion. So,
well, like I said, as far as the Tiffin Flea Market goes, I think I know who I'm going with to that particular event. But should I go to any of these other places? Because I told you this summer, I plan to do a lot of different things. If I'm down in your neck of the woods or around there, certainly I wouldn't mind if you came around.
Yeah, just let me know. I mean, the weather. It's, you know, today's another one of those where it's frosty in the morning and then it'll be close to 70. It's kind of like that desert weather. So, I mean, who knows?
But apparently the weekend, see, that's the problem. The weekend, tomorrow doesn't look very good. And then Saturday looks okay during the day, but at night it kind of goes downhill. And Sunday doesn't really look all that great.
I think it's the April showers bring May flowers because as April ends, we're getting showers and I've already planted some flowers. I don't have any flowers. I had to cover them overnight, but I'm not sure we got frost in my area. We came. It was like 34. Then it just warmed up. It's already probably close to 50. With a clear sky, temperatures just shoot right up there. So, I mean, you probably noticed. Looks like the trees budded and turned and got leaves overnight. We had such warm weather. Like in a week's time, they went from bare to full of leaves. So. It's been a very changeable spring, not one where the weather's the same every day.
Well, that is true. That is true. But like I say, with this weekend, you know, like I say, I'm not really sure. I think I know who I'm going with. But after this weekend, you know, if anything ever pops up, I'll let you know.
Yeah, there's interesting items to partake in.
But now you can always go independently to the Tiffin Flea Market as well. I think you'd have a good time.
Sure, I could take the hybrid up there and take a gallon or two of gas, and it might be kind of fun.
Right. Well, see, and that's I'm not exactly sure when I'm going. I think this will be highly dependent on what the weather looks like when I get up on. Well, tomorrow, you know, I might try to sneak over there tomorrow at some point if the weather is nice. Now, if it turns out being a terribly crappy day. I probably will wait till Saturday because it looks like Saturday morning's nice, but you know the weather can change on a dime. So I'm not really sure when I'm going. So we'll see.
Yeah, this is with that mystery person, right?
Well, I don't know that it's a mystery. I'll tell you a little story about this if you're interested.
You go right ahead. I'm just driving.
Yeah. Right, well, no, this is the thing. I am not talking about any of the places I go with anybody by name anymore, because when I have done this in the past, for some reason it does not end very well. In just the, you know, I think people get they get to know the person you're with and they feel sort of attached or in that thing, and that does not work very well. So what I've learned over the years now is don't mention the person you're with, and that way you're not going to get in any trouble, no matter who the person is.
Right. Just it's a mystery person. It's like, is it male or female?
Well, I don't know if it's a mystery person.
But that's okay. I had imaginary friends when I was a kid. Sometimes I kind of wonder if my friends are real or imaginary.
Well, no. The person's real. It's just I have mentioned people's names that I will not mention again on the radio. And when I mention their names, then people get to know them. And not that that's a bad thing, but when those things, when I'm not doing things with those people anymore, I think it just becomes a little dramatic, a little more dramatic than it needs to be. So I guess that's why a personal life is supposed to be personal.
Oh, fully understandable.
Yeah.
And the mystery just adds to the aura and the fun, doesn't it?
Well, I guess.
I will say that he or she is a good photographer. The picture's nice and clear. You look very happy.
You know what? Here's the thing. People think for some reason that I am unhappy, and I don't know where this idea came from that I was unhappy or angry about anything. I am perfectly happy. This is one of the happier times of my life. Listen, I had a very, very nasty year last year, and yeah. Nothing is going to make me be angry or upset at anybody this year, and I wouldn't be angry or upset at anybody anyway. I mean, my goodness, people take things way too seriously.
No, you seem like a very upbeat person. You're always saying you're the luckiest guy in the world.
I think that's true.
I don't really know anybody else who hangs out with Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas at a penthouse.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that part. That's been lucky for me. But you know what? It's also, you know, listen, hey, I'm on the front page of the newspaper today. That doesn't happen to everybody because of a story we did. I have the greatest friends in life. I mention those people all the time and try to give them, although I'm not giving anybody compliments anymore either because apparently that just goes right down the toilet. But
I don't know anybody else.
Huh?
I don't know anybody else who like goes to Applebee's with the late Gallagher.
Applebee's with Gallagher and Marshall Brodeen. Yeah, that part's great, but my career is not all that my life is. I have had great people in life. I have great friends. I have great family members. I have great coworkers. I have good people in my life in general. That's why I'm lucky. And I'm lucky that, you know, I'm still here and still happy and moving and got energy and... You know, hey.
Yeah, with the last 3 years, no question. I mean, you're coming out with a great attitude. It's a model. I mean, I use it as a model for myself because you only live once. Every day you get a day older, but every day you wake up is a blessing also.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I never liked talking about what was going on last year on radio, and I still don't. And I won't talk about it at this point on the radio because I think it gets you – I don't need any pity because – not that people would pity me. I'm not saying that. I don't need any compliments for making it through because, I think I'm lucky. I mean, some people don't. Some people do. And so far, I've been lucky. Not to say tomorrow I couldn't be gone. But you know what? I had a good time going out. Let's say that way. I've had the best time.
I would say you wake up. It's the start of a new day. That's the best way to put it. Well, sure, people know, as you've been saying, about 12:13, James joins me to talk about flora and fauna and other things related to our ecosystem and environment. Give us a call. We take all questions, complaints, comments, suggestions, or just call to say how you're doing. That's good also.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.
Have a nice day, Scott.
All right. 740-751-4038. Adam, the computer guy today with James Anderson, 12:15 until 1 p.m. And Linda Sims after this program today live as well, 10:15 to 12 noon. She had a great show yesterday with Fred Malone from the Historical Society. So I hope everybody got to hear that. But no, I don't think I've said that, but Adam brought it up there. I think he also implied that I had an imaginary friend. Well, if they're imaginary, they're taking good pictures. But, I have learned something now. I've made this mistake several times, and you think I would have caught on to this mistake, but now I've caught on to it. When I mention somebody's name on the air, particularly a girl, a female, people feel like they get to know that person. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't have any problem with that. But the problem is that when that no longer is going on, then people start to ask questions. And they think that something bad has happened. And then they think I'm angry. And none of that is true. I mean, some things just, you know, as Larry King said, when you get to the last stop, when the train gets to the last stop, you get off. And that's it. I don't have any anger toward anybody. If you can go through the type of year that I had last year and still have all kinds of anger in you, I don't know what in the world's wrong with you. So anyway, and also, that's why I do not like to talk about that. But it's not that it like scarred me for life or anything. I just think that if I sit around, you know what I don't like? Is when people sit around talking about their illnesses all the time, because I think it just brings them down. And I hope that by being on the air, that I have been able to show people, this is the one thing I hope I did do, that you can function, you can be happy, life does go on, even when you're facing something that is not very pleasant at all. And I hope I did that. You know, if I did that, then I did good enough. All right, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Oh, I bet you're enjoying this conversation this morning.
Well, bits and pieces of it. I try to hear what I can hear, but I have a hot word for you. That's not.
Wait, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Sometimes it's hard to hear you because, like, when you're bumping around on the bumpy streets, it's, like, all loud and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, I hear you good now.
Talking. Okay, anyways, what are they digging Founders Park up for?
They're digging Founders Park up. I did not.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was not downtown last night. I was more out on Delaware Avenue. I didn't go through downtown. You know, I wonder if it has something to do with, well, what in the world would they be digging Founders Park
up for? That amphitheater or whatever it was.
Yeah, that'd be my guess.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure. If anybody else knows different, let me know.
Has anyone took and told you that this weekend is Richland Road Food Pantry?
The Richwood Food Pantry.
Richland Road.
Oh, no. You know, I haven't got anything from that pastor yet, but usually it doesn't come till Friday. I don't know. He usually sends it over Friday morning.
Let's not jump the gun.
Yeah, I might get it later today, but, you know. Well, what do you think of the, not the political conversation this morning, but everything else, the keeping private things private, and do I sound like an angry person? I mean, I don't know where this has come from lately.
What do you mean specifically about private things private?
Well, I think for a long time I mentioned people's names on the air that I probably should not have, because I think people got attached to them. Because, you know, it becomes part... The show is like a television show. It becomes a character. And when I'm referring to that person all the time, they know they're in my life. They know they're there. They know what we're doing. So when they're not there anymore, people tend to think something traumatic happened or something like that. So I figure now I'm just not saying any names at all.
That might be best. You know, sometimes that is best, too. Because, you know, I mean, that's like when you asked me about Lee that one day. Yes, I know someone that knows Lee, and I know everything that's going on with Lee, but that's not my place to sit there, and that's not my story to tell, you know?
Well, it just, the last two times that I have mentioned names, and they have been females' names on the air, and I've done it for a period of time, for some reason, when it stopped, I was thought of to be angry or mad, or and nothing could be further from the truth. I don't.
Well,
think
I think a lot of people read into stuff. I mean, if you being a man, if you mention a woman's name, automatically, I think they probably think something romantic or, you know, something of the sort. But isn't it possible just to have like a platonic, you know, friendship with a person?
Exactly, and you know what? I work with a lot of women, which is where a lot of these friendships come from. And that you're exactly right, absolutely platonic, and that anybody would read anything into it's nonsense. And you know what? When there has been more than a platonic relationship with these people, I don't know. I'm just not an angry person. I'd be a bad stalker. When things are over, they're over. It's okay. It's I don't think You know what? I do 2 hours of live radio every morning. I think if I was coming on here depressed or upset, you guys would know. I don't think I'm that good an actor.
Right. Yeah. I agree. Are we doing any kind of trivia later?
I'm going to, yes. And you know what? Do you have the answer that we did not get yesterday? The question was, name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. We've got stealing, lying, and smoking. Number three, and it's something you would have done as a very young child.
I said bedwetting yesterday, and that was wrong. Let me ask you real quick. What was the final answer to the East Side Businesses? Did we ever get that?
Yeah, we got through the East Side Businesses. Hold on, let me pull that paper over here. The last few answers we got were Cervex Center, Dutch Pantry, Rex, Revco. I think those were the last four.
I don't remember this. Oh, yes, I do. Cervex Center.
But this is something you would have done wrong.
I know, I'm racking my brain.
Five or six-year-old kid. What does a
I'm
five or...
I'm thinking of, like, goofy stuff, like, bum sucking.
Yeah, it's not... I'll tell you, it's something
it
you do with...
Bedwetting.
Hey, here you go. It's something you do with your mouth.
Bite.
Not bite, but it's something you do with your mouth. As a young...
I have to keep thinking.
Yeah, five or six-year-old.
I guess. I got in trouble when I was in kindergarten for fighting someone.
You know, this is something a lot of kids get in trouble for at school, like elementary school.
Yeah, biting. That's the only thing I got. I guess I'm wrong.
Keep thinking.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That is the trivia question this morning. Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Stealing, lying, smoking. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm going to say bad words.
Not saying bad words. Not saying bad words, but not a bad guess. All right. Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Stealing, lying, smoking. One answer left. Number three on the list. It would have been something you did as a child. And it does have to do with your mouth. Let's put it that way. Go ahead, caller.
Spitting?
Not spitting. Good guess. Not spitting. You know, that's something you do with your mouth. Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. What is the final answer here? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about getting in the cookie jar?
That's it. Taking cookies. Number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, taking cookies. Remember that? That happened with a lot of kids, didn't it? Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Stealing, lying, taking cookies, and smoking. Those are the answers. All right, now we can move on to the next category. Next category is a lot of fun. You know, this gets you right in the mood of spring and summer and all those sort of things. Seven answers in this particular category. So, a lot to start with here. Name something everyone knows about pigs. P-I-G-S. Have you ever raised pigs? This is a whole category unto itself. Name something everyone knows about pigs. Seven answers on the board here. And I thought a phone call was coming in there. Maybe not. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Will we get all 17 of these, or 7 of these in 17 minutes we've got? Go ahead, caller.
They oink.
They oink. That's number three on the list. You got it. They oink. That's number three on the list. Name something everyone knows about pigs. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
They have curly
tails.
Curly tails, number two on the list. You got it.
Yay.
They have curly tails, number two on the list. All right, so we got Oink and Curly Tails so far. Go ahead, caller.
Well, it's breakfast time, Scott, and pigs sure taste good.
So
they taste good, or you make sausage or bacon out of them. So they're delicious, especially with your breakfast pancakes and eggs, unless you're a vegetarian.
Delicious is not on the list, but a good guess.
Nothing to do with eating pigs?
No, nothing to do with eating pigs, no.
Did they survey vegetarians or vegans? Is that, they must have done
that. Well, right. I think the category, name something everyone knows about pigs.
They're delicious. You agree they're delicious, right? You eat bacon.
Well, yeah, I've had bacon, but I don't know that I think we're talking more about live pigs here.
Oh, okay. Well, let me try another answer that they smell. I mean, they're not very hygienic.
Let's see here. I don't see anything about them smelling on the list.
Okay, well, I thought I would try. The bacon sure smells good, though.
There you go.
They smell better when they're on your plate. Okay,
all
see you later.
Thanks, Adam. All right. Name something everyone knows about pigs. Curly tails, and they oink. All right. Go ahead, caller.
They like to wallow in the mud.
You know what? Dirty. Yeah, dirty's on the list. I'll go with that.
Okay.
Yep, dirty is number one on the list. So we've got dirty, curly tails, and they oink. You know, some of these are a little crossover when you think about it. Go ahead, caller.
I have a scientific cerebral answer, Scott. So let's see if the IQ of the people they surveyed was in triple digits. You probably know that, like humans, pigs sweat. They don't pant like dogs. So they're the only animal other than people that actually sweat. That's why pig skin is similar to human skin.
So what's the answer?
Like human beings, they sweat.
They sweat.
I believe only humans and pigs are the only animals that actually sweat. That's why pig skin is very similar to human skin.
No
sweat like pigs do.
No sweating on the list today.
Well, I guess I'm a omnivore with a science background. I guess they didn't serve anybody like me. Okay, yep. Well, I thought I'd give it a try. See you later.
All right. No sweating on the list today. All right. Name something everyone knows about pigs. Go ahead, caller.
They like slop.
Sloppy, number four on the list. You got it. All right, we've got number one, two, three, and four on the list. Dirty, curly tails, oink, and sloppy. Three still to go. 740-751-4038. Name something everyone knows about pigs. What a category here this morning. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Most of them are big and fat.
Fat, number five on the list. Fat is number five on the list here today. Name something everyone knows about pigs. Dirty, curly tails, oink, sloppy, fat. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know a whole lot about pigs? Go ahead, caller.
They root.
They root?
Yeah.
No rooting on the list.
They put hog rings in their nose to keep them from rooting in the ground and they can get out under a fence.
No rooting on the list, but a good guess.
Well, when I went with my wife before marriage, she lived on a farm and I helped her slop the hogs.
You know, those were good days, weren't they? Out in the fresh air, slopping those hogs.
Yeah, and it didn't get too fresh if you got too close.
That's exactly right. Thanks.
Yep.
All right, still two answers left. Name something everyone knows about pigs. Dirty, curly tails, oink, sloppy, fat. This is a bad list. You know, if you would attribute these things to people, they would not like it very well. Two answers left to go. Name something everyone knows about pigs. 740-751-4038. Dirty, curly tails, oink, sloppy, fat. What are the final two answers? All right. Go ahead, caller.
If you need to get rid of a body, they'll eat everything but, like, the teeth.
Yeah, they will eat a lot. Yep, number six on the list. You got it.
Woohoo!
They will eat a lot. That is number six on the list. Absolutely. One answer left to go. Okay, what is it? Go ahead, caller.
Well, they're very smart, they say. I never took one to school, but they were very smart.
If you're in school with one, you want to cheat off of them for the test.
Yeah,
not,
right.
not on the list, but I've heard that too.
Yeah, pot-bellied pigs.
That's all right. Not that they're smart. That did not make the list today. All right. Name something everyone knows about pigs. Dirty, curly tails, oink, sloppy, fat. They eat a lot. Still one answer left to go. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
What about some of them are pink?
Pink. That is the answer. You have got it.
Okay.
And that rounds out our list on pigs. Boy, we blew through that one faster than I think we've ever blown through any category here. Name something everyone knows about pigs. Dirty, curly tails, oink, sloppy, fat, eat a lot, and pink. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, caller. Well, this won't be there, Scott, but it's a good radio answer. Our radio colleague, Les Nessman, won the Silver Sow Award. So Les Nessman did excellent reporting on pigs. That won't be there, but I thought you would get a giggle out of it.
Not there, but not a bad answer.
Okay, well, sorry to hear that for Les, but he did do great hog reports. So we'll see you later.
All right, the old farm report. Okay, we'll move on to another category with 10 minutes left to go. This is kind of a fun category as well. Name something you wouldn't want to have a view of from your house. Six answers on the board here. Name something you would not want to have a view of from your house. Now remember, Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 to 12 noon, and Adam the Computer Guy with James Anderson, 12:15 to 1 p.m., and they will take your calls. Six answers on the board. Name something you wouldn't want to have a view of from your house. Go ahead, caller.
Junkyard.
Yes, dump landfill. Number one, well, let's see here. Well, you know what? I'll just give you both of those. Dump landfill is number one and junkyard's number five. So we'll go with both.
Okay.
So two answers taken down right away here. The dump, I don't know, a dump landfill, isn't that the same thing as a junkyard? I guess not. Maybe a little different, but who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Pig lot, unless you were the one that was raising the pigs to make the money off of them.
You know, there's a pig farm out on 98, and every time I drove, you go down 98, it just stinks to high heaven. I would not want to live next to a pig. It's not on the list, but I wouldn't want to live next to one.
Smell that farther than way than 98 also. That's a good one.
Yep.
Thanks.
Get away from 98, because I don't know how those people live on that particular spot. Going down 98 always has a very unique odor, let's say. Go ahead, caller.
Nudist colony.
Hey, did you like that story earlier about the nudist colony?
Well, how in the world how did he not get arrested for indecent exposure?
You know, I don't know. I guess because it's his private property. You can do what you want on your private property. I probably... Well, you can do what you want, I guess. Don't open your office next to a person sunbathing.
Well, if it was me, I'd go out there and throw ice water.
Well, but it's your landlord. I just think suing your landlord's a bad idea. That's going to create strife. No nudist colony on the list.
Okay.
No nudist colony on the list today. Dump landfills number one, junkyards number five, and we've still got 1, 2, 3, 4 answers left to go here. Name something you wouldn't want to have a view of from your house. All right, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Is that that pink place out there by that little church?
It's if you go down if you're going down 95 and you turn left onto 98, it's right in that area between 95 towards and 309.
Towards Mount Gilead.
If it's just right there between 90 that little stretch of 98 between 95 and 309.
I think, well, there's one as you go towards Mount Gilead. There's a little church right beside it, and they couldn't eat out or anything. It's right up by the road, and why they don't make them put them so far back in the field and stuff, because if you build a house off the road, the neighbors out on Lynn Hipster had pigs, and they would use, manure, put it out on the field, and in the wintertime, snow down the basement, you'd swear it was right there in the basement.
Oh, this
the health department is
that
stuck so
I,
bad.
I almost had to hold my breath every time I went down 98, that little stretch of road, because it stinks so bad that, it really kind of takes your breath away, and it's there in the winter, it's there in the summer, it just stinks. And it's right across from that tractor store there on 98, and I don't know how they do business. It's awful.
Well, I think this is a different one, because when I go to the bed out at Mount Gilead, it's around that curve. I think it's around that little Canaan place there or something. And
now,
once I was going to get out and ask them, why did you put this up by the road? That little church is right beside it, and I don't even know how they stand to have church in there, because there's more than one. I don't know if there's two or three buildings, but they need a thing where they have to put them so far back or something. So
well,
that really does smell.
Well, I'll tell you, honestly, if you go out today, because it's not that far out, it's a little stretch of road, two or three miles. If you any spot between 309 and 95, you turn down 98, you are going to smell it. And it just stinks awful out there. And it stinks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's awful. And that road is heavily traveled. You know, that gets you...
Yeah, this one is too, because it's out by Myers. Is that 98, 95?
Yeah. If you go past Meyer, 98 would be the next road you come to.
No, this one's off as you go to Mount Gilead, off Myers Road, because when I go to the vet, it's right up there. It's just right almost sitting on the road. And I couldn't believe, sometimes I think you have to get, permits. Why they allowed them, and right next to that church, I couldn't understand that. But I'm going to give you an answer. Neighbor's junkie yard, trash.
A junkie,
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Well, you know,
junkyard.
A junkyard is not on the. Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. Neighbor's house is on the list. It doesn't say junkie house, but I'm guessing that's probably what it means. So yeah, number two.
Trashy, like.
Yeah, neighbor's house.
They just have everything around.
I didn't know if that meant junkie or people just didn't like having neighbors close to them. But yeah, neighbor's on the list.
Yeah, because I think they just have a pile of cars and all kind of stuff sitting around.
Yep. Well, hey, thanks. Yep. Neighbor's house is on the list. Dump landfills, number one. Neighbor's house is number two. Junkyards, number five. But we still have three left on the list. Name something you wouldn't want to have a view of from your house. 740-751-4038. Under 3 minutes left to go in the program today. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, live, 10:15 to 12 noon. And Adam the Computer Guy with James Anderson today, live, from 12:15 to 1. And they will be taking your phone calls 58 minutes past the hour. Name something you wouldn't want to have a view of from your house. Dump landfill, neighbor's house, and junkyard. What are three other things you would not want a view from, you would not want a view of from your house? Three left to go. 740-751-4038. 2 minutes left to go. Dump landfill was number one. 39 people said dump landfill. Neighbor's house was number 2. 10 people said a neighbor's house. Junkyard was number 5. 4 people said that. So we've got 3, 4, and 6. Those are the answers left on the list. About a minute left. Does anybody have any more guesses here today? 740-751-4038. Name something you wouldn't want to have a view of from your house. Besides a dump landfill, a neighbor's house, which could be junky, or maybe you just don't want close neighbors, or a junkyard. 30 seconds left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I got a little tip for you.
Sure.
When you go past that pig farm,
uh-huh.
Take your... if you've got your thing set on your air conditioner or your temperature thing, switch it to where you just got indoor circulation.
I'll have to do that.
Well, I want to tell you, my son lives down by a chicken farm, and that's what I always do.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks.
You're listening
Scott
to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King...
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken an extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year, and they were fine with me. You know, I got Colin Powell.